Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course with Primo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going?
And I'm much. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good.
That's good to hear, man. You know, as usual, you know, we're gonna lead off with a little baseball, talk a little Mets, talk a little Yankees, shift gears with a little NBA news, even though you know, we're gonna talk, of course, about a little preview of Game 3 of the NBA Finals between Oklahoma City Thunder and the Miami Heat. And, of course, talk a little Knicks news about Phil Jackson, of course. As usual, you know, we're going to, you know, talk a little sports entertainment at the end of the show, give a little recap what's going on, a little preview of what's going on in Raw and stuff like that. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you guys know the number. Feel free to call in. That's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. And feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. But without further ado, let's talk a little Yankees. They've been winning, what, 9 games in a row? Let's lead off with the Yankees. They won 4-1. Of course, you could give us a little feedback what's going on with the Yankees.
Yeah, Yankees have been rolling, man. It's like they're unconscious right now. Pitching's great. Hitting's great. Yesterday, they got a 15-inning win over the Washington Nationals. So he came in today looking for the sweep of the series. And today's matchup, pitching matchup today, was Edwin Jackson versus Von Nova. And Nova had a good game today. He pitched 7 2/3 strong innings. He only allowed one run, and I think that was a home run to Adam LaRoche in the second inning. And other than that, you know, he pitched great. He didn't really walk that many, didn't allow that many hits. Yankees had a home run by Cano and Granderson, and they end up winning the game 4-1. Von Nova gets his ninth win. First American League pitcher this year to get have 9 wins so far. And Soriano closed the game out. Soriano got his 13th save for us. And Yankees won 9 in a row. They're 19-4 in their last 23 games. And they're looking like the best team right now in the majors.
Yeah,
they can't be stopped.
Right,
they're
now
bludgeoning teams right now with pitching and hitting.
And you know, that was a good series by the Yankees.
Yep, it was. They're playing really good right now. Their pitching staff they're 11-1 in their last 12 games with an ERA of 1.3. So they're clicking right now. They're unstoppable, and they play the Braves tomorrow, so they'll look to sweep the Braves again. But I like how we're playing right now. We're definitely looking like a juggernaut.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you guys definitely are. I mean, you guys are just running all over the National League.
Oh, yeah. National League East, they can't compete, man. Let's admit it.
Okay, but we'll see. We'll see what goes down next weekend.
We shall see.
But yeah, like you said, the Yankees have been unbeatable. Yesterday, Bryce Harper had his worst game of his career, 5 strikeouts. Of course, you guys beat them. You guys played your longest interleague game in history. Went 14-15 innings.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys won. I think Fisher had a big hit against them at that game. So, I mean, Yankees have been cruising.
Yeah, Pettit, looking like Andy Pettit. Old Nova, again, he's pitching real good. Hughes is pitching real great. Kuroda's pitching real good. He hasn't been ineffective, but he's been the least effective of all the other pitchers.
He hasn't been that reliable ace that you guys want. I mean, he hasn't been horrible, like you said, but he hasn't, he hasn't been vintage.
He hasn't been the same CeCe we've seen in the last few years.
Since last year.
Yeah.
The second half of last year.
But he does have 8 wins, so hopefully, you know, he could, he'll improve as the season goes along.
Yeah. Most importantly, he's getting the win, so.
Yeah.
You know, he could always bounce back.
That's right.
But,
tomorrow.
What were you going to say?
He'll be pitching tomorrow, and tomorrow's against the Braves.
Yeah, you never know. No hitter. Who knows?
I hope so.
But, shifting gears to, to the Mets right here. After the Yankees swept the Mets, which I'm pretty sure you remember very vividly.
Nope, I don't remember.
Yeah, man, the Mets, I mean, they redeemed themselves. They bounced back. After they got swept by the Yankees, they swept the Rays, which had the best pitching, in baseball at that point. They were in first place. We knocked them down to third.
Mm-hmm.
Mets was feeling good. You know, they were on the road. You know, whooping the Rays all over the place.
Yeah.
Now they came home, and it's like the Rays series didn't even happen because they just got swept by the Reds. So, I mean, Johnny Cueto today, he finally got his first career win against the Mets. I think it was, what was he, like 0-5, 0-8 against the Mets before today. Mm-hmm. Brandon Arroyo, the former Red Sox, you know, he pretty much dominated the Mets as he has throughout his career.
On Friday.
Yeah, Friday night. Saturday, Dylan G didn't have a great game. He got lit up. Today, Chris Young, he pitched well today. Unfortunately, you know, he only gave 3 runs, but unfortunately, Johnny Cueto, I mean, he was on his A game today, and, you know, he pretty much silenced the Mets. I mean, we had some opportunities to tie the game, but the only run we had was with a bases loaded walk with 2 outs to Chris Young. So that's all we pretty much did. We had some opportunities, but this series we never cashed it in. And the highlight of this series was when I think it was Jay Bruce, he hit his first inside the park home run, which Jason Bay tried to dive for and collided head first to the wall, and he's now on you know, on the DL because of a concussion. Justin Turner got called up, and if you remember the last time he's had concussion with the Walls, you know, in Dodger Stadium, he was supposed to be gone day to day, and he ended up missing that year.
Yeah.
So not really looking too good. I think this was a day after Jason Bay finally hit a home run. The first home run he hit since coming back from the DL the first time this year, and his 4th overall. But, you know, he's going to be gone again. And he's slow but surely becoming the worst free agent signing ever. I mean, move over Bobby Bonilla. He might do it. I mean, I'll give him credit. I mean, the guy does play hard. You know,
He's not making an effort, you know, but doesn't have it anymore, I guess.
Yeah, he just doesn't have it anymore. I mean, but the guy does still hustle. He, you know, he plays the game right, but unfortunately, he's just not hitting. That's what we paid him for. I mean, he did hit. He did look like he was starting to come out of his slump a little bit. Ike Davis finally came out of his slump during the Rays series. But now Bay is hurt. Just when Bay looked like he might be getting out of his career, not even a year slump, but his Met career slump. you know, he's hurt again. And, man, who knows when this guy's going to come back again.
Man, and it was just a couple years ago he was with the Red Sox, and he batted close to 50 home runs and over close to freaking 130 RBIs or something like that. Right?
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous. You know, that's what Mets signed him for.
Yeah,
and he hasn't done the job. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, he just hasn't stayed healthy enough to do it. And when he's healthy, he doesn't produce. So it's pretty messed up.
Yeah, that might be even worse Mets signing ever, probably.
It might be. Yeah, I mean, it's right up there with, like I said, Bobby Bonilla, Vince Coleman, you know, those kind of moves like that. But hopefully he can redeem himself and, hopefully, within these couple of years, help the Mets win a championship.
So, yeah.
Other than that, this is a horrible free agent acquisition.
Well, look at the bright side. At least he's not as bad as Carl Pavano.
At least he tries to show up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I heard your buddy Carl Pavano. I heard he's on the DL again.
Screw that guy. Don't you ever call him my buddy ever again.
I think he plays as many games as me and you combine in the MLB. Guy's never healthy, man.
Screw that guy.
I mean, he should be inducted into the DL wing of the Hall of Fame.
And I hope he gets hit by a car.
Oh man. So I'm guessing you're not giving him any Father Day card.
Oh no. This guy,
well,
man, he never cared, he never put an effort. Like I said, at least Jason Bay is trying, you know.
Yeah, that's
Vano,
true.
He never tried. Always seemed like there was something going on with him.
Yeah, by the way, fellas, happy Father Day to you guys.
All you guys out there.
Yeah, now that I just remembered, you know, happy Father Day.
Yep.
But let's shift gears to NBA. And before we talk about the game three, which is going to go down in about a little over 2 hours from now, let's talk about what we really care about, the Knicks. And of course, if it's Knicks news, most likely it's bad news. But before we get to the Phil Jackson stuff, they had a hearing, which is a very important hearing for the Knicks, about the bird rights. For those who's not familiar with the bird rights, there's a rule in basketball, which they started ever since Larry Bird was with the Celtics, and the Celtics found a loophole, which enabled them to outbid all the other teams who are trying to sign them, who tried to sign Larry Bird away from them. So Knicks are trying to see if since Novak and Jeremy Lin were both picked up on waivers and not signed in a as a regular free agent or as in a trade, if they would be eligible for bird rights. And this hearing is very important. They haven't made the decision yet, but the decision should be coming down momentarily. If Knicks do win this, that means Knicks would be able to match and surpass any contract that of any offers that any team would try to sign Steve Novak, which was, I mean, the great 3-point shooter of last year, and of course Jeremy Lin. I mean, Lin Sanity. I mean, that goes without saying. So if they're able to do that, they could lock down these guys and sign a veteran guy to give them that veteran experience.
I hope so.
So if they could do that, you know, that would definitely put Knicks a step further to being serious championship contenders. If they play team basketball, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, we can't lose those guys. We have to keep them. We have to find a way to keep them.
Exactly. But if it doesn't go down, I believe all Knicks would be able to spend is $5 million throughout the whole off season. And unfortunately, you're going to lose one of those guys, or both of those guys, depending on, you know, what the other teams try to do, because a lot of teams are interested in Jeremy Lin for obvious reasons.
Right.
So they, you know, other teams want his, you know, his style. I mean, some people are criticizing him. They don't know if he's a starter or if he's a backup, but he's a very good player. Of course, he's a marketable guy, being a, you know, a nice guy who works well with the media. I mean, that gives another aspect to why a lot of teams are interested in him. So, Knicks for monetary reasons, and also for basketball wise reasons, they need to re-sign this guy.
They have to. I hope so. Can't lose him.
And hopefully, they could sign a veteran guy to you know, back him up. know, maybe who? I mean, I know Steve Nash. They've been after Steve Nash for years. I doubt he'd want to come as a backup, but who knows? I mean, or maybe Ray Allen. If Ray Allen could get a little fountain of youth, he could be that scorer.
Yeah, but I think Ray Allen's shot. I think Ray Allen's done, man.
He could be. You never know. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't look good in the postseason. I agree with that. Even in free throw shooting. I mean, this guy is one of the most moneyest free throw shooters. I mean, along with Steve Nash of all time. But he didn't look like he had it. So, never know.
Whole year.
What did you say?
Whole year, he looked like he was shot.
Yeah. So,
I don't
Knicks
know.
Knicks have to be wise. Whatever decision they make, they really need to be wise with this decision.
Yeah, I'd rather go with Steve Nash instead.
Well, yeah, but most likely in an ideal world, I wouldn't mind having Steve Nash and Jeremy Lin together and find a way to work it out. But I doubt, because both of these guys would want to start. I don't know how it would go down. So,
Ray Allen would come off the bench if we got him.
What you said?
Ray Allen, if we got Ray Allen, he would come off the bench. I don't think they'd start him.
But then again, you never know with his stature. You know, sometimes even though some players are, you know, a little over the hill, or you know, up there in age, you know, they still have that respect for that player, and they still would start them, even though they're not that same all-star type player.
Right.
So who knows? I mean, but either case, Knicks have huge decisions to make. But most importantly, they have to win this bird rights case. If so, hopefully we'll find out in a couple of days, and next week we'll be able to tell you what went down in that situation.
Stay tuned.
Yep. But let's talk a little game three. Of course, the series is split. Thunder, you know, pretty much won game one. Game two, they had a chance to cut. They came back from a huge deficit to try to come back. But Heat hang on, and now Heat is now at home, and they're you know, poised to try to win this series.
It's going to be a good game tonight. Here, Thunder are looking to regain some momentum and win this game three at Miami.
Oh, yeah. This is a pivotal game three right here.
Yeah. Big game.
Whoever wins this should most likely have a huge advantage throughout this finals right here.
Well, you know, all these upcoming three games are all at Miami, so Thunder have to win at least one. Well, actually not at least
two.
Yeah, they need to win two out of these three.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Because this is it's no joke right here. This is the NBA Finals. This is what you dream of playing it for.
Yeah, but then again, even if they win just one, I can see them going back to the Oakland winning both of those two home games.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's not mathematically impossible, but
yeah,
you know, for them to have that momentum, you know, they gotta try to, you know, slay Goliath while they have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, you know, they were down 0-2 to Spurs and then came back and won four in a row.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So they're very capable.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they both, you know, they both had great series, you know, conference final series. I mean, Boston, even though they were up there in age, you know, but because they had that passion and will to try to will themselves to another championship, you know, they gave the Heat a little run for their money a bit. So, I mean, both series were, you know, tough. Oh, hey, Mac.
Yeah.
Yes, let's get to that Phil Jackson thing quickly.
Okay.
So, I'm sure you heard about it. Pretty much he was saying that he wasn't going to take the Knicks job anyway, and that there's so much work. He said that they're a clumsy team. I mean, it just looked like he had sour grapes. I mean, he had some valid points. I mean, So far, it doesn't look like Stoudemire and Carmelo could work together because, I mean, they both need the ball to be, you know, to have a great game.
Right.
But it just seemed like he had sour grapes because they didn't even call him.
Man, Phil Jackson has never wanted to coach the Knicks.
I know. He's had three or four opportunities
yeah.
to coach his former team, and he's played us all time, so... I mean, I guess in retrospect, even though I agreed with Woodson being hired, I mean, everybody agreed with that. But my argument before was that, you know, they should have talked to him. But now it's like, you know what, forget about this guy. I mean, this guy had so many opportunities to coach this team. I mean, this guy, you know what this guy wants? He wants a ready-made team. He wants a team with, like, the top two players in the game and just win a championship.
Exactly.
That's what this guy always does. He always coaches the best player. He doesn't rebuild any teams. He just wants to go on the team. And you know,
stars.
Yeah. And the only way how you can have a team with two superstars is that the players have a mutiny and then the coach end up getting fired, because if you have two great superstar Hall of Fame potential Hall of Fame players,
yep.
they're on a winning team. The only way how a coaching vacancy could be available is if the players don't play for the coach, or the coach and the team don't work together.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yep. And
so it just seemed a little. Oh, what are you saying?
You know, screw him. I said we don't need him anyway.
Well, yeah, that is very true, my friend. Yeah, let's before I get to the WWE quickly. It's worth noting that R.A. Dickey, he has 10 wins. He's 10-1. He's been pitching great. Forgot to mention that a little early on the Met thing. So, I mean, he definitely has my pick, you know, to hopefully start the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. He's been pitching really good this year. He's been the best ace.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's definitely been the ace, even more so than Santana. I think he's gonna start tomorrow. But in any case, you know, this guy, he's been unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen a knuckleballer have pretty much perfect control of it. I mean, it's usually an unpredictable pitch. But kudos to R.A. Dickey.
Commanded it.
All right, let's go to WWE and this show off. Let me see. This week they had Laurinaitis being evaluated by Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon pretty much stated that if Laurinaitis loses tonight's pay-per-view event, no way out. Well, actually, I should say if John Laurinaitis is Big Show is wrestling on the behalf of John Laurinaitis, if Big Show loses, John Laurinaitis will be fired as GM. But if Cena loses, then he's fired again.
The pay-per-view is tonight, or is it next week?
No, it's tonight.
Oh, so.
What's your pick? Who you think's going to win?
I think John Cena's going to win.
Yeah, I think John Cena's going to win, too.
I don't think he's going to lose.
And even if he fires, you know he's going to be back tomorrow anyway.
Yeah. As always.
And then next week after that. I mean, they really botched that story when Cena got fired. He got the storyline firing. He had a great speech. It did sound like a real Hall of Fame, like a real retirement speech. But then the next week and the week after that and the week after that and then the week after that, he just kept showing up. So it was... They'd even sell it that he was fired.
They never even explain why he came back.
No, he just happened to pop up backstage. Apparently security was watching, and Cena was just attacking Nexus. You know, the newer Nexus, or was it the old Nexus? I can't remember. But in any case, that was when Nexus got, you know, boring.
They're non-existent anymore. They their Nexus was getting kind of annoying there.
Yeah, because they kept doing the same stuff over and over again. The first Nexus attack was right up there with CM Punk's promo of last year.
Yeah.
But they ruined Nexus just like they ruined Straight Edge Society.
Pretty much.
Hopefully
broken up into factions, the core.
Yeah, the core. Yeah, it's just hopefully around this time, you know, WWE is starting to shake things up. Hopefully, you know, they do something, you know, interesting and entertaining to have people, you know, glued in. Oh yeah, by the way,
Vince was dancing.
What you said?
Right.
Yes, he did. He did dance to Brodus Clay and Ernest the Cat's Ernest the Cat Miller's former theme song. Somebody Better Call My Mama. yeah, I forgot about that part. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, I'm watching Raw replay. That's why I see him here.
And a spoiler alert for you. Big Show confronted Cena while Vince and Laurinaitis was in the ring, and he accidentally knocked out Vince McMahon.
Oh.
So that's another thing. By the way, Cyndi Lauper is an expected guest host Raw tomorrow.
Cyndi Lauper was the girl back in the day.
Yeah, and she was back in the day. She was involved with WWE. So unlike typical celebrities, you know, I welcome this guest host.
And when I say back in the day, I mean 1998. So it's like 14 years ago.
What do you mean 88?
1998.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You're talking about Cindy Lauper. I thought you were talking about Cindy Margolis. Sorry.
Oh, Cindy Margolis. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind her on the show either.
Oh yeah, you mean Cindy Lauper, right? Right. That's the 80s girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Girls want to have fun.
Her?
Yeah.
I think that's Cindy Margolis, man. I got a boner. Now it's going all the way down. So she's going to be co-hosting this Monday's Raw?
Yeah.
Good.
And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, TNA is going to have their gut check. And lastly, WWE Christian, he showed up to Slammiversary last week. And he announced that Sting will be the first inductee of the TNA Hall of Fame.
Cool.
And from what I heard, that they didn't even sell Christian returning. Only Taz was like the only one that was like, "Am I the only one surprised that you know he's back here?" Everybody else was acting like they didn't make a big deal about him coming on. And apparently he was awkward. He didn't feel like he wanted to do the thing because, you know, he's with WWE, it would be an awkward situation. But,
right.
You know, he did it.
That's cool. That's cool for WWE to let him do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, apparently it has something to do with, you know, Ric Flair. Remember Ric Flair attended the WWE Hall of Fame twice when him and the Four Horsemen were inducted. So I guess that was their trade. But in any case, I want to thank you, Macaulay, for coming on the show. Anything you'd like to say?
See you guys next week. Happy Father's Day to all.
Yes, I agree with you as well, man. Happy Father's Day to all you guys out there. And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Driven Legend, along with Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, Ramon. See you guys.